Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're live at Mike's Beer Bar for our Pony Pierce's Cancer event. All the money raised here tonight is going to benefit McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation. That's to fight breast cancer. They're doing yeoman's work here in Pittsburgh to beat breast cancer's ass. And thankfully, my stupid-ass prediction that the Steelers would beat the Bengals is doing some good here. Place is starting to fill up. If you didn't purchase tickets, you can still come down here and do it in person. $33. All that money goes to McGee. And you get food. I was already seeing beef Wellington over there on the menu. For $33, you get some beef Wellington in ya.
That is a dish that is so many steps that have to be done correctly. I'm intimidated by it.
Speaking of a beef Wellington, that was one of the little dishes at
I knew it.
Fancy schmancy.
The cocktail hour.
That's like
was like an extended one. This was like a two-hour cocktail
that's
hour.
That's like if you're in Gordon Ramsay's reality show and he wants to decide, do you really have what it takes? It's like, make me a delicious beef Wellington.
I mean, no offense to this, which is fine, but you come down here and pay $33. You're not getting Ritz crackers and pepperoni. Mike's got some legit food out there.
Big time.
For $33, and at 7:30, I will get my nipples pierced, and we will stream it on our X account if you can't make it in person. Let's get to the Hawk Report. Jeff Athorn, our 93.7thefan.com Steelers Insider, brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. October, 3.95% 7-month CD special at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. All right, Jeff, what was the biggest story from the Steelers' first day of practice getting ready for the Colts?
Yeah, I'll just give you an overall, Pony. There seemed to be, not that there was an urgency before, but there seemed to be more of an edge, an attitude, a focus at practice. Like that, you could tell that attentions kind of were gotten with this team. And that's one of the things, you know, that kind of jumped out to me. Corey Trice being back on the field. We're probably going to see Malik Harrison activated this week, I would think, from IR. So those might be some minor changes. I don't know if Trice will be back this week or not. But just overall, there was a little... The focus was a little bit more than maybe we'd seen at times.
Would you say that you saw a different Mike Tomlin than you would typically see at a Steelers practice during the regular season?
No. I think from his standpoint, he was his typical. I mean, he's normally walking around and kind of, you know, saying inspiring quotes or whatever, or giving guys grief for something. And he was kind of that today. So that didn't change much. It just seemed like there was a little something more from the players, at least in practice one against the Colts.
Jeff, the three guys who didn't practice today, Freiermuth, Frazier, Sayamalu, how do you feel about those guys being able to play on Sunday?
Yeah, Sayamalu is the least likely to play. I think it's just a rest for Frazier, and he'll probably deal with this for a little bit of time. You know, the Freiermuth kind of popped out of nowhere, but we kind of think that that's just going to be a, hey, let's give the guy a day, maybe two, but it doesn't seem like that's going to be a big deal. It was weird having both of the, you know, the high-priced tight ends, if you will, not practicing today, and kind of George and Hayward getting a lot of those snaps.
Wait, Smith didn't practice
either? Or Darnell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jono did not practice either, but that was just a resting day for him.
Jeff, how quickly or how much do you expect Kyle to be? Kyle, let me try to speak in English, Jeff. How much and how quickly do you expect Kyle Duggar to be used by this team?
Yeah, I don't mean he wasn't here today, so I mean, two practices is quick. I would think they would work him in. I mean, they still have Chuck Clark. They still got, you know, Thornhill. They have options at safety. I would think he would kind of work his way in. Maybe if he can quickly get up to speed, you know, you see him in some reps right away. But, you know, he's going to be a guy, what you see on tape from him is a guy who can hit, but he's a guy who hasn't provided a lot of splash. I mean, that has just been vacant from the back of his playing card over the last couple of years. So I think he's steady. I think you'll see him work into it. I just don't know how much we're going to see from him this week.
Jeff, why do you think it is that Marquez Valdes-Scantling didn't sign with the Steelers as it was reported on Monday that he would?
Yeah, he wants to be on an active roster, and Aaron said as much, you know, today that's what he wants. And, you know, I'm guessing his mentality is you wait till after the trade deadline Tuesday at 4 and then see what team didn't get a receiver.
Good point.
And see where you might be able to go and get on an active roster.
Do you think that also means the Steelers are sniffing around for bigger name wide receivers? They don't want to fill up that spot quite yet?
Potentially. I mean, Pony, the one thing we've learned about the Steelers over the last year or two under Omar is that expect the unexpected or expect what we've never seen from the Steelers before. So for me to blanket and say there's no chance of whatever, I don't think applies right now with this front office. I don't believe that they're big game hunting receiver. They would like Valdes-Scantling, but I think he wants to be on a roster. He's not a guy that wants to start on a practice squad and then be activated.
Jeff, Aaron Rodgers said mostly pretty nice things about Roman Wilson, said even though he had his best practice, however, he still had some teachable moments. But do you get any sense that they're starting to believe that one of their real answers at wide receiver could be the guy wearing the number 10 jersey?
Cautiously believing. I think cautiously believing. We've heard Aaron say some really glowing things about Roman from training camp. It's just, can he put it together? He had some good practices. Today he looked good. We'll see how he strings that together. And then when he's in the game, is he on the same page? Is everything what they need him to be? I don't think that means that he's arrived as their number two or he's going to take snaps away from Calvin or that they wouldn't bring in another receiver. But they do like the direction. And he's finally starting to put some consistency towards his game, which is something we haven't seen.
Jeff, you mentioned the guard injuries and how Sayamalu looks like he's the least likely to play. If they're down one of those guys and Spencer Anderson has to play guard, do you think that means that the jumbo package is out of commission for this Colts game?
Unless they, you know, Artur's Pete is probably someone that's going to be activated. He's a guy who's played a little tackle. He's someone that could work in that jumbo package, but because he hasn't done it a lot, they probably would use more Darnell as kind of the jumbo and maybe use Connor as an extension if they want to go with similar play sets. But he's a guy that I think is capable of that type of role. Or, you know, you could even bring a play in if you wanted to get kind of outside the box where you bring him in at guard and put Spencer back out, you know, for a couple of plays if you wanted to do something like that.
Jeff, Mike Tomlin said he doesn't think there need to be any schematic changes. They just have to tackle better, and they were millimeters away or milliseconds away. They've just got to get there. Do you think that that's more talk and he actually does have some changes planned, or do you take those kinds of statements from the head coach at face value and believe him when he says it?
Mostly face value, but I also know he wants to keep that as much a secret as he can. But I do believe he thinks that they've been put in the right position. It's just been an issue with them as a group not executing.
All right, Jeff, you always kick off our week of predictions. What's going to happen in Steelers-Colts Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to think this is that Tomlin game, but Colts are just so damn good. I mean, Jonathan Taylor's playing at another level, and Daniel Jones, with a better offense, has looked like a whole different quarterback. I would say
Colts 28-16.
Oof. All right, Jeff, thank you for another Hawk report.
And hey, Pony, real quick, both my parents died of cancer. My mom started as breast cancer, so kudos, man, for turning this into something that's going to bring some positive.
Thank you, Jeff. That was very heartfelt and nice of you. Appreciate it. The Hawk report.
We just got, I just saw a tweet come down through somebody else from McGee.
Oh, good.
Thanking you. Communications Director Joan McSorley at McGee Women's Hospital shouting out the support for you.
Any relation to Trace?
No, I thought you're no. No, I don't believe so. What if she was just like randomly like an aunt or a cousin, sister? Jack Hillgrove waving at us here.
Jack Hillgrove, a man who also has secretly wanted to get his nipples pierced for a long time and said he might draw inspiration from this if it goes smoothly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Weather in Pittsburgh for Sunday's big showdown with the Colts. Temperatures will be in the low 50s. That's Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mike's Beer Bar filling up for our Pony Pierce's cancer event. Starts at 6, but you can come here now. If you didn't purchase a ticket online, you can do it at the door. $33, that gets you a shirt that makes fun of me for my horrible predictions, free food from Mike's, and you'll have a front row seat to watch me get my nipples pierced. Now, our YouTube stream will also have it at 7:30 if you want to hop on there if for some reason you can't make it. The luminaries come out when I have to do something embarrassing. Mario Lemieux, Mason Heinchel, and Pat Freiermuth stopped by and dropped off some game-worn cleats. Donnie, did he tell you what game they were from?
He didn't say the specific game. I mean, hey, it could have been the game
where he tried
Cincy
to save me.
Yeah. Without knowing.
He did enjoy...
Without knowing, in air quotes.
He did enjoy the back and forth quite a bit, Pony. You weren't looking in his direction, but when we narrated what must have been going through his head as he charged down the sideline, he was getting a very big kick out of the idea that he was playing for your nips.
Yeah, that's super cool that...
Great dude.
Wanted to come. Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad that after he has handled the Mulsey contract remarks very gracefully and graciously, and he and I talked golf too.
And
we're going to get a match next year.
I'm going to throw something out there. About Pat. He's getting married next summer. I think there's a shot we're on the invite list.
I think the two of you got it. I think Donnie's got the best shot. I think if I get out,
could you imagine us rolling in there?
Well, now,
I got out on the golf course with him in the spring or something like that, I think I'd have a better shot.
I also am not sure. Is he doing it here or is he doing it back in Massachusetts? Up in Massachusetts.
I don't know if I'm allowed to answer that question on the air.
Yeah, so am I. I think I'm privy to the information here. I think we should keep that.
Why? Do you think that matters?
I mean, it could. I mean, because sometimes if you don't have... You know, if it's not somewhere a lot of people have to travel.
Hold on, we're burying the lead
it's
here.
Prone to, but yeah. I know you guys were having that conversation with him over there, and
we're burying the lead of the Pat conversation. Pat signed a multi-year extension for a good chunk of change and everything else, and this team is finally using him like a guy that they paid a nice chunk of change to. Good for them. Good for him. He had a remarkably low figure that he said he would pierce his nipples for.
$10K.
I almost fell over.
Really?
Yes. Pony goes, do you believe this guy? Mosley won't do it for $50K. Pat goes, shoot, I'd do it for $10.
He also said if you flick a nipple, it gets hard in 8 seconds.
Okay.
Can you imagine him with a stopwatch out? Hold on. Ready? Boom. Okay,
and,
go.
And I think he said he got that.
I'm surprised it even takes 8.
Yeah.
So one flick.
Yeah. But he said it's like, you know that hammer that they use on your knee at a physical to get
it's a reflex.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing with a flick. So I'm guessing because I'm not using a numbing agent and she's not using a clamp that she's going to do that to me, Kate. From Gilded Violet when she pierces me.
You did bring that up, and I feel like she said it. She was indifferent, like it didn't matter whether the nipple was hard or soft.
Yeah, that is true, Chris. We did ask her about that, and she was like...
She said it really didn't matter.
She seems like a true artiste. She seems like the wizard, you know...
I think I'm in good hands.
A Nostradamus with a needle. I don't know. I was trying to think of a good alliterative.
Well, I think you're
there.
In great hands.
Yeah. Because here's the way
tender, nipple-loving hands.
Here's the way I looked at it. Yes, she's a Bengals fan, but... It's great for her business if I come out of this saying pain-free. I mean, what a personal endorsement. Hi.
As gentle as the Bengals defense.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, because it's a very strong case of word of mouth, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're a guy who speaks to the masses every single day.
Yeah, whenever somebody gets, like, that big break where, like, they get shouted out by a pro athlete or a famous person
or, like,
their
getting
business,
in the Oprah Book Club. You want to talk about book sales exploding?
But it's like one of those deals, like, say you run a little pastry shop or something, and, like, people find out that a very famous person regularly frequents it. The biggest challenge for that business is scaling up to meet the demand. You know what I mean? Also, you know what Pat is aware of when it came up in the Mulsey wants 50 grand for a nipple piercing? He is extremely aware, and I think this is all due to your selling of it, of the whole concept of the Summer of Mulsey. I said, Pat, I know you listened, so you might have heard of the Summer of Mulsey. And got the immediate affirmative response. And I think that's because you have just sold the Summer of Mulsey so well.
The endorsement's coming out of the pores.
One of the things that is cool about this event, in addition to the fact that it's raising a lot of money for breast cancer awareness at my expense, is that it's bringing a lot of, like, listeners and stuff together for the first time. And Tony and Butler's here, who is a frequent caller of the show and a guy that tells it like it is on the Steelers.
Yes.
And there's a couple right over Mulsey. If Paul's going to stand up right in front of us here, who came in from New Jersey for this?
That is unbelievable.
What?
Yes.
These folks right in front of me here? That is impressive.
Yep.
I mean, that sounds like the power of Pony. We have the Summer of Mulsey and now the power of Pony.
Well, the power of my horrible predictions gone wrong is what that
is. The power of Pony Pain.
But you're going through with it. I mean, the bottom line here is... Aditi did say it well. She said, Chris, aren't you proud of him for going through with this? And I said, absolutely I am. I wouldn't have the guts to, A, do it, and then, B, I would be looking for every possible avenue out of it if I had done it.
And Crowley would have done that for sure.
And I definitely
would have weaseled his way out.
I definitely
would. Would he redeem himself if he, like, to a huge pop, you got your nipples pierced, he sat down in the chair and said, this is how I'm repaying my West Virginia Welch?
No, you know what would be a great one? Because he still owes it. If he said, hey,
Pony,
walk outside,
you inspired me.
And he's sauntering over the Clemente Bridge
in
a thong bikini. Because that's what he owes.
A leopard print thong. He pulled off the clothes like Steve, or what was it, on Jackass? Is it the Party Boy or whatever? Who was the guy who would rip off?
Party Boy was always naked. A lot of those guys were always naked.
Well, he was always wearing like the man thong. And then he would just like run up on people.
It's interesting that you brought this up because I honestly do think subconsciously... I've drawn inspiration from shows like Jackass for this stunt.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for your opinion.
Because you got to realize something. Yeah, thanks, Chris. You got to realize something, Don.
Too easy.
Back when we were growing up, Jackass was absolutely...
The king.
Massive.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about a show that you go to school the next day, everybody's buzzing about it. Oh, when you agree with that?
Yeah, Jackass the movie. Who was the guy who put the toy car up his rear end?
Ryan Dunn.
Ryan Dunn, I think he passed.
He did.
There were some bad guys on that show.
Well, they were also in West... Hold on, I've told you guys this. When I was dating the Long Island, obviously, ex-girlfriend, we ended up like...
Wasn't she very attractive?
I mean, I would say none of you would have been like, wow, Muzzy, she looks like an ox, something like that. Yeah, I think you would have said, wow, Muzzy, your girlfriend's attractive. And I would have said, yes, and she's kind of crazy. Anyway,
yep.
She lived down in Westchester, and I was living in Conshohocken. We weren't living together or anything.
Yeah.
But I would go down there, and Ryan Dunn would haunt that area. Don Vito, the uncle.
I think he's also passed.
Remember,
he's passed, and he's a bad guy.
They'd wake him up in the middle of the night. That was always a running
gag. He doesn't pass the moral Malzy test.
Trust me, you're going to understand why I said that if you go look him up. Anyway, he would drive this beater of a truck around Westchester. You'd think, like, on that show, he's famous, he makes a lot of money.
Vito.
He had just like a Toyota Tacoma, it was just a two-door truck. We would see him driving around Westchester.
They had to film a lot of those before they got big.
And then Bam was just the menace of Westchester.
Interesting.
Double parking his Hummer H2, stumbling out of every bar. It was very weird because, like Pony, like he said, these are guys at the height of their fame still.
And you'd see him out like
And I'm just seeing
dudes.
Them out like here at Mike's, at the equivalent of a Mike's beer bar. They're just partying and you know, getting plastered.
I think that's part of what made people love him.
I heard the most recent movie was amazing, too. Sean Gentile said the most recent Jackass movie is, like, borderline great.
Is that the one where Subban was shooting slap shots at guys' nuts?
Yes. I saw that. I saw that with a couple of, like, high school buddies at the movie theater in Greensburg. Near sellout. The place was absolutely rocking.
And I bet you seeing a movie like that in a sold-out theater is 10 times
better. Right. I mean, like,
yeah, people are loving it. People laugh, and it's contagious.
That's got to be worse. The puck to the nuts than a nipple piercing.
Yeah, and because they did PK Subban with the slap
and
shot.
And a softball pitcher.
Francis Ngannou with the uppercut.
Didn't they have somebody who kicked a soccer player for a kick?
Because I thought
the kick would always be the worst. The leg is the biggest
no,
part of
I
your
thought
body.
The softball one was the worst. Man.
I thought the softball and the hockey puck would have been easily the worst.
Did Ngannou try to get his money's worth? Did he really go all in?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That really was like a phenomenon, that
it's
show.
It's a miracle that none of them passed away while filming, like, because they were filming something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
remember the golf cart crashes they would have? I don't know how any of them walked away from it.
It also weirded me out when they did all the stuff with the snakes.
Ugh.
And I know now for those, they could probably make sure they weren't.
Scorpions and stuff, too.
Steve-O got clean, though. He was, like, way down in it, man. He got, like, very clean. He's sober.
I believe most of them have, besides Bam.
Bam has gone the wrong direction.
I like that big fat guy. Ed Lacy, or what was his name?
Preston Lacy.
Bam Margera had his 1 year of sobriety.
Bam's 1 year sober?
1 year sober.
Do you remember when Hulk Hogan, when he was alive, tweeted, "Miss you, brother," to Bam like he was dead, and Bam responded, "Hey, Hulk, still very much alive. Let's meet up soon," or whatever?
I feel like we'd have to go back a couple of months, though. I feel like Bam probably put something out for the Hulkster when he passed over the summer.
Would it have been appropriate if he had just done Hulk's tweet to him with the...
Because I think enough people would have gotten it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. It is time for Judge Donnie, brought to you by LGKG. We aren't real attorneys, but Western PA injury super lawyers Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG are. We are in Judge Donnie's chamber. We had to, what do they call it when they take a case and they move it to another location?
Change of venue.
They thought the jury might be
prejudiced.
Too prejudiced, exactly.
It's a change of venue, I believe.
So that's what we've done here. We're at Mike's Beer Bar for my Pony Pierce's cancer event. Still have time to come down here. Event officially starts at 6. The nipple piercing doesn't start until 7:30.
The t-shirts that we are giving away as part of the ticket package here really are just outrageous.
What's it say, wanted for crimes against sports?
Sports predictions.
Hold on. Hold still. Yeah, wanted for crimes against sports predictions, Andrew Filippone, and you're in black and white.
Yeah, not bad. And they're free as part of the deal. And all the apps, Wings, Beef Wellington,
things of that nature.
Callus is staring at me right now and playing with his nipples. Flash, Harry. No, just kidding. I don't want you to do that. I'm feeling okay. I'm like a 6 out of 10 right now. All right, Judge, what are we talking about today?
Well, boys, first, I got good news for you. Go ahead and take a seat. I'm going to give you boys a little reprieve.
I was showing respect to the judge, just for the record.
No need to stand on location
here. That's
called
sucking up to the judge.
Wait, when we actually changed venue, did you change your accent to no longer be a Southern judge? Did you lose your accent?
It's like Brian Kelly. Now that he's not at LSU anymore, he can go back to talking like a normal person.
We're on the North Shore, so Don's talking like a Yankee again.
Today's case, should the Steelers trade a day two pick for a wide receiver before the NFL trade deadline?
Malsy, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, you
rock,
finally
paper,
learned.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes!
Damn it!
Donnie, Your Honor, Judge, I will be arguing that the Steelers should not trade for a day two pick.
Okay. Go ahead.
This team has lost 2 games in a row. They've gotten pounded by the Packers defensively, to Joe Flacco and the Bengals, a team that's fresh off a loss to the Jets at home. The Steelers lost. They, yes, are technically in first place, but right now they are not a legitimate contender to win a Super Bowl. They are also a team that has a very old quarterback, and although he's playing well right now, you at some point are going to have to address getting younger and better at that position. I do not agree with trading second and third round picks for a temporary solution, helping this team get better at wide receiver when I don't think you can actually expect them to do anything big a la winning multiple playoff games and competing for the Super Bowl. So I would say punt on today and play for tomorrow. If you want to trade late round picks for lottery tickets, like the Pirates usually do at the trade deadline, knock yourself out. But trading a pick that could either help you get a very good young player or move up to get a young quarterback, I do not condone that, authorize that, recommend that for the Steelers to do next week at the trade deadline.
Hit that gavel, Charlie. Nice new gavel.
Yeah.
I got to get the feed in my ears turned up a little bit so I can hear that gavel loud and clear next time. Oh, that's much better.
Got it there?
Yeah, much better.
Go ahead, Chris.
The Steelers actually should trade a day two pick and get a wide receiver because I think the last 2 games, while they've been unpleasant to watch for a lot of people, have proven one thing. The Steelers, maybe against all odds with Aaron Rodgers in the fold, can actually score and keep up with other teams. Time was that they would give up 35 points and you would assume the game was a laugher, but it really wasn't. They were holding a lead into the fourth quarter. And it's not the offense's fault that the defense couldn't stop anybody. Much the same way, yes, the Bengals have an awful defense. Yes, they were without Trey Hendrickson. Yes, there's an expectation you should score. Excuse me, Your Honor. The Steelers did score. They scored 31 points. Again, their offense did their job, held up their end of the bargain. Their defense did not. So, paradoxically, the one thing that's interesting about this team, even though their defense is a massive point of frustration, is that their offense has shown it's capable, if they somehow get to a playoff game, of actually winning a shootout because Aaron Rodgers is there. He has the highest touchdown percentage in the league. He has thrown 16 touchdowns. He's got a 7.7% touchdown percentage. So when he puts the ball, one out of every 10 attempts, almost, is going in the end zone and ending in six. So what do you do? You've got a defense that's bad. You've got an offense that's surprisingly good right now. They are exactly dead even point differential on the year. I'm with Joe Starkey, who's in the building right now. Lean in hard on your offense. You're the franchise that thinks you're always in it. Every year is a year we're going to go for it. Except every time you do that, you do it by adding to the defense, which is frankly and bluntly stupid in the modern NFL. Do something smart for a change. If you really are all in and think you can win, go add a wide receiver, give Aaron Rodgers more weapons, and hope for the best on the other side. Thank you.
Hit that new gavel. Final argument.
Your Honor, as Counselor Mueller has argued several times in this courtroom, they're not actually all in on this season. Yes, they have an old defense and an old quarterback, but to this point, they have not mortgaged any real future assets to win this year. So why start now? Yes, their offense has been probably better than we all thought. It is still 11th in scoring offense. That is by no means a juggernaut. That is by no means an offense that is so strong, so electric, so good that you can lean on that or depend on that to win playoff games. And oh, by the way, Counselor Mueller brought up winning one playoff game. Yes, that would call off the dogs temporarily, and that would placate fans, and it would also probably cause Art Rooney to come out of his slumber and have a small party, which would probably involve him drinking coffee past 8 o'clock. But what does that really do in the grand scheme of things? The Steelers aren't any closer to winning a championship. It hurts their draft position.
Hit that gavel. Chris?
You know, I just think that the obvious solution here is you try to outscore teams. Pony says there that the Steelers' offense ranks just 11th. If they added, I bet, 3 to 4 points a game, they'd probably be top five. If the addition of a second wide receiver caused them to have one more touchdown per game, they'd be top three. Suddenly that offense would look a lot different. You're not going to be able to win these nip-and-tuck games on the strength of your defense. You've got to tweak your offense if you're actually going to do that. All right, you know, I'm going to put a pin in it here, and I'm going to tell you here, I'm going to needle Pony a little bit and say that the way to actually make this season possibly something worth remembering is to take a day two pick, which we know the Steelers are hardly infallible with, and actually use it for something, the proverbial bird in the hand, as opposed to two in the bush, the draft pick and the hopes you'd pin to them. So if you want to try to win this year, which they do, go all in on offense, try to outscore people. At least it would be a novel approach.
Boys, in the case of these Steelers, using a day two pick to acquire a wide receiver at the trade deadline, I find that they should.
Oh, my God. Yes! Yes, you can put it on the board. Yes. Did you like the fact that I was clearly making nipple puns in my closing arguments?
Is that what did it,
Your
for
Honor?
Him?
Tweak, nip.
That's not what really
needling
did it.
Pony.
But he did make some good.
I made some compelling arguments
in there.
I made some compelling arguments too. Mulls wins by a mile. The YouTube commenters, who are just as down on the Steelers' overall fortunes as we are, still love the power of my argumentative rhetoric.
I really do think that the offense is their only hope, and the idea of waiting until tomorrow or next year, as you put it, Pony. I mean, we have no idea if Aaron Rodgers is coming back, so you might as well just take a shot now while you have him, because that third-round pick or day two pick could absolutely be a waste anyway to
people
me.
Saying things in the YouTube chat like, God bless the Mulls. The Mulls reign supreme.
I don't know. I'm going to chalk this one up, too. I'm just not on my game right now because I'm starting to think about what's going to happen in 2 hours.
Donnie,
a little bit under 2 hours.
Donnie, you know what I'm going to say here really quick before we get back to talking about his nipples getting pierced?
Oh,
you know,
yes.
You know what I tried to do there that sometimes I can be defeatist when I lose rock, paper, scissors and I know I've got the tougher end of the argument? I just tried to argue honestly, and I wasn't going to let him say...
Honestly.
I wasn't going to let him say, you know, sure. Mulsey said these guys are dead in the water. I argued passionately and honestly with the power of truth on my side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.